Welcome to another episode of The Master's Playground. I am your host, Chrissy Stereo. Hello, loves. Hello, hello. Yes, tonight we are embracing our sexual selves. Yes, I'm going there. Excellent. All right, before I start with any songs or anything like that, let's take a moment to tune in. We do so by placing our hands in front of our heart chakra in a prayer position. We then take a deep breath in. Exhale, and on the next breath, we will begin. If you're new to this, just follow along. It will shift your energy. All right. Om Namo Gurudev Namo. Om Welcome to another episode of The Master's Playground. As I mentioned, I am your host, S, known as Chrissy Stereo. Tonight, we are embracing our sexual selves. I have been holding off on doing this episode for a little while, mainly because I've been trying to figure it out for myself. Before I grab a mic, you know, I wanted to go, you know, and just go deep into my own work and deep into really understanding sexuality, its expression, and what we go through on an energetic level. Let me go there. So before we start diving in with some knowledge, let's go ahead and start to set the mood, shall we? All right, I'm going to transition into our first song. Enjoy.
So horny. say I'm a dog when I leave you lost and deserted. I'll play with your heart and won't show no shame. I'll be blowing your mind cause you're lame to the game. I'm just like that man they call Georgie Pudding Pie. I break the girl's hearts and I make them cry. I'm like a dog in heat, a freak without warning. I have an appetite for love cause me so horny.
Do you guys remember when that came out, man? If you're a little nuggets tuning in, that song was thebomb.com when it came out. It really was. Anyway, so I had to go a little retro. And it's kind of funny, you know, me love you long time. Every time I talk to my friends on the phone, we always close out with me love you long time. Yes, that's how we hang up. It's kind of cute. Anywho, so we are embracing our sexual selves. Yes, it's all about understanding what that party is offering us and what we are in essence going through. Now I'm going to start by highlighting and reminding everyone that everything is energy. Everything. And it just keeps swirling and, you know, transmuting, and it doesn't ever really go away. You know what I mean? So I want to go ahead and just start with that sort of visual component for everybody. All right. So sexual energy is the most powerful form of energy that is known to us. Okay. It creates life. Right. All right. Little pause for dramatic emphasis there. You know, I mean, it's the most powerful energy. So, you know, what's happening here? Well, in Judeo-Christian tradition, sexuality and spirituality are regarded as polar opposites, and sexuality is seen as a stumbling block to spiritual attainment. Not so much in Kundalini and Tantric Yoga. No, not so much. Instead of contending with, repressing, or defeating our instincts, we accept and rejoice in our sexuality, and then are able, through yoga, breath, and meditation, to harness and transmute that powerful energy for healing, rejuvenation, longevity, spiritual development, and improving our human caliber. Yeah, beautiful. We use Kundalini to raise sexual energy to the higher chakras, transforming it into spiritual energy and preparing us for higher levels of consciousness, as well as for healthy, balanced, physical, mental, emotional, and sexual life. Okay, sold. I had to stop right there. It's so beautiful. Oh my God, it's so beautiful. Okay. All right. These in turn open up new possibilities for sexual relationships. With a vital body and a soul-conscious mind, we can attract and cultivate meaningful relationships that vibrate higher frequencies of love, joy, and peace, and that are a lot more fun and exciting than ever before. Okay? So, today many of us are experiencing the urge to merge with the divine within and with the divine in another person. This impulse to identify with higher consciousness is part of a rapidly escalating human evolution we are now participating in, the dawn of a new age. Not only is there a deep desire to consciously connect with mind, soul, and universal energy, and to experience the God in me, but there's also the urge to experience the God in you in an intimate relationship. It's just, you know, I was doing so much research on this and really, really looking at it consciously. And I've known about this for quite some time. And like I said at the beginning of the show, I have been holding off on sharing this information, mainly because behind the scenes, what I've been doing is work, okay? Specific work as it pertains to my chakras. And I'm going to highlight why here. So the human body has 7 nerve centers called chakras, which are a reflection of the 7 great positive centers of consciousness. These 7 chakras work through the center of the spine. Each chakra has an energetic charge. Clearing and balancing the chakras allows us to move energy up the spine. This includes the release of mental and emotional blocks that correspond with each of the centers. Okay? So, what are these chakras, right? Well, let's do a little snapshot hola, shall we? The first chakra is our grounding and an elimination chakra. The second chakra focuses on sex and creativity. And this is just a summary. The third chakra is power and projection. The fourth chakra is compassion and love. The fifth chakra, the power to speak the truth and nothing but the truth. Yes. The sixth chakra is our intuition. Seventh chakra is higher awareness. It's our connection to the divine, our higher self. And we also consider and embrace an eighth chakra, which is not always mentioned, but it is our auric body. It is the electromagnetic field that is around us. And we're going to get into that a little bit. So, yeah, we'll start to talk a little bit more about, you know, what these do for us, with us, to us, when having sexual relations. But until then, let's play another song. Enjoy.
Blush that out, baby. Make it hot, baby. I'm feeling kind of horny. Conventional methods
of making love kind of bore me. I wanna knock your block off, get my rocks off, blow your socks off, make sure your G-spot's sore.
I'ma call you Big Daddy and scream your name. Matter of fact, I can't wait for your candy rain.
So what you saying? I get my swerve on, bring it live, make it last forever. Damn, the kitty cat's tired. That you're talking about.
But do you really think that you can work it out?
I guarantee you, shorty, it's real. Baby, stick it out. Here comes the man of steel. For the right spot to hit now, get down.
Damn, I love the dick down. You use the rubber.
Damn right.
You are my lover. The booty good to you, hurt the rubber.
Man tight. The only thing left to do was climax. Let's make it last.
We ain't going out like that. All this time you've been telling me that you was a drunk.
I tried to warn you, girl, you wouldn't listen. Now let's get it on.
You made me wild. Don't do that. Chill. Wait a minute, baby. Let me please your back.
You talk a good one, shorty. Love, you're making me sweat. How a live nigga like it, girl?
Nice and wet. We get it on to the doing, damn, you're large. How a big girl like it, daddy.
Nice and hard, safe sex in it, flexing it, getting mad affectionate, chewing it, viewing it, all while we're doing it.
I'm doing it, and doing it, and doing it.
Way.
Make it hot.
Scheming on the ass since the first day.
Don't stop. Damn, I love it when you talk like that. Make it bounce, sugar.
As long as you can bounce me back. More flesh than the Greek fest.
Roll up the cess.
Pass the Hennessy.
Put my body to the test. Way, way back. Many niggas ago, I was a young girl listening to higher flow. Now's my chance to hit you up, daddy. I'm grown from the back, from the side.
Ride. I'm in the zone. One of a kind when it's time to do mine. Camcorder in the whole shit.
Press rewind. Let it flow on screen. We puffs the L, laying back in the cut while we're under the spell.
Word life, I like the way the F went down. Go to sleep, tomorrow I'll take you back downtown. We'll be
doing it.
Such a great jam. Yes. You are tuning into the Master's Playground. I am your host, S, known as Chrissy Stereo. Hi. Thank you so much for tuning in every Friday, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, right here on SkidRowStudios.com. We are talking about our sexual selves. Okay. So we've been talking about how our sexual energy is the most powerful energy that we have to work with. And we've also highlighted the fact that everything is energy. And so we've explored a little bit of, just a little review of our chakras. What are they, what's their focal point, if you will? What are they resonating? And we also incorporated an eighth chakra, which is not normally mentioned, but it is definitely one of the most important energetic fields that we have to work with, which is known our aura, you know, like our aura, our auric body. Now, traditionally, it will extend out to 7 feet. And, you know, it's you could just feel people's energy, you know. Think of it like this giant magnifier of what you're rolling with, you know. What kind of issues you have going on. What kind of brilliance you have going on. The aura. The aura plays a significant role in any love relationship. The aura is essentially the manifestation of our daily thoughts and actions. When we engage sexually, there is an automatic exchange of vital fluids. This exchange is recorded into our respective auras. When we have sex with someone, he or she shows in our aura. For men, you know, when they hook up with a girl or a guy. And when I say men, this is primarily, you know, more of the male-like energy. It will linger for 1 month, okay? One lunar cycle, all right? So any imprint that happens onto their auric body, men carry that for 1 month. Women, however, can carry the imprint forever, unless it is properly cleansed. So you can see how incredibly important it is to be knowledgeable, you know, aware of this in general. It is extremely important then that you are fully aware when you open up your energy field to another. When you begin to get intimately involved with someone, do so with the boundaries of a protective aura and a keen self-protective intuition. So in other words, be hip to what's going on, man. Be very hip to the energy that you are considering hooking up with. Or are you, you know, take a moment to review who you've hooked up with, right? So this is kind of interesting, right? So let's go back for a second. Men have the imprint for 1 month, okay? Women, because we have more energy centers, and that's a whole different episode, can hold up to, you know, hold on to it from anywhere from like 3 years minimum to forever, all right? So what is all this about? Like, okay, what is this imprint that she's talking, you know, like, you know, that I'm talking about, you know? Well, the feminine counterpart in a sexual exchange determines where one will meet at. In other words, it's the female and her energetic, I guess you could say, truth at that moment that sets the tone between the two of you guys. But that is not to say that men don't also bring some heavy baggage to the party. But primarily, it's more the female who sets the tone. When considering gay and lesbian relationships, there will always be more of a male aspect in one of the partners and more of a feminine aspect. So that's something to consider when trying to figure out whose energy is a little bit more predominant. So when you engage in a love union with someone who is, who has a unique set of chakras, you are taking on their stuff. That's essentially what's happening. So what does this stuff mean? Well, let's go back to our chakra, you know, understanding. If the first chakra is imbalanced, right, then you are taking on the other person's insecurity, fear, isolation, abandonment issues, uncomfortability with the body, restlessness, and a belief system of scarcity. if the other person's or yours. So, you know, hey, let's tune into ourselves too, right? We're not just going to point the finger, but, you know, just be aware of, you know, each, as I go through each chakra, be aware of, you know, potential weaknesses that you are in essence embracing, and remember the imprint timing. So second chakra, if that's imbalanced when you hook up with someone, self-worth is a concern, separation, anxiousness, shame, neediness, anger, hurt inner child, grief, duality, a controlled type of, you know, a need for control, if you will, throwing blame, compulsive sexuality, okay, sexual fixations, fantasies, obsessions, lack of satisfying creative expression, and an indulgence for excess, and also arrogance. So, you know. You know what's really fun is to think about the catalog of partners that, you know, one has gone through. And, you know, inevitably, you know, I mean, if they're not with you now, it's good to actually look back and go, wow, okay, what did I bring to the party when we hooked up? And what did that person bring to the party? And what was the, you know, the breakup factor? You know, what I guess you could say, imbalance in the chakra, you know, were we, you know, rolling with? Because when you hook up with someone, you are creating a third energetic field that houses all of this information, all of this matter, if you will. All right, so if the third chakra is imbalanced, being egotistical is found, walls around feelings is found, fear of power and self, right? So they're scared of power, or, you know, or the desire to power over others, you know, to have power over others, for power's sake, if you will. The need to look good. Oh, nobody could see my stink, you know, that kind of thing. Judgmental and aggressive. If the fourth chakra is not balanced, codependency is found, neediness is found, being attached is found. Like, okay, and we're emphasizing on when it's not so bueno, okay? This is imbalances we're talking about. So if you can imagine when I say attached, you know, someone just, you know, because they're not, you know, balanced in the heart. Tormented, resentful, and a belief system that they cannot trust others. And hurtful communication. When the fifth chakra is off, pride is found, like an imbalanced pride, fear, powerlessness, afraid of communicating, unable to relax, untruthful, and hurtful communication. Okay, so that's when the throat chakra is just blocked. When the sixth chakra is off, there's confusion, unavailability, being afraid, being paranoid, worry, and a mental state where they have to figure things out. I have to figure it out. Okay. And also manipulation. So that's found when the sixth chakra is off. And really, that's when your intuition is not there, you're not trusting it. When your seventh chakra is off, and remember that's a connection to the divine, your higher self, there's doubt, distrust, knowing only the physical reality of things. And I've met people like this, it's really interesting. They're like, you know, they can't get esoteric at all, but not like even a little bit. They're very like, you know, and there's fear of the unknown. You know, people are just like, oh, I can't, you know, fear of the unknown. That's a foreign concept. You know, I read Tarot and most people are getting really hip to it now. You know, they're actually embracing it as a tool of the divine. But there's always like, you know, a skeptic, you know, there's always somebody who's like, I don't know, that's witchcraft. I don't know, you know, and they'll just, you know, throw down some judgment and stuff like that. Anyways, I just bring that up because it's found in human relations. Anyway, so when this is happening, right? Think about it. I just went through a list of all the imbalances. Well, you know, a summary of the imbalances that can occur in our chakras. And we hook up with someone. We, in essence, are taking on that stuff. So, going back to our example, right? Say if somebody is, I don't know, pick a chakra, any chakra. Let's see here. Second chakra. You know, somebody who is really sexually driven, like, you know, a love relationship with someone who is stuck at the sexual chakra is like descending to the level of a rabbit. It really is. What I mean by that is all this partner relates to is sex. That's it. He or she often does not know how to, that there's more to life than sex. This person is a gate into trouble because they will have sex with most people. Okay, illusionary happiness comes from the additional person that they could add to their notch, you know, their conquest. What's interesting about this, though, is that it is a sex chakra that you will literally destroy your immune system permanently, okay? Many incurable illnesses come through that door. At that level, your life is, you know, it can break at any point, right? So if you're hooking up with somebody who literally is not connecting, and we'll get into the whole connection party shortly, you know, you're inviting that energy into your auric field and you're carrying that weight, that frequency, right? That's why one night stands are not all that, you know, not to get too personal, but, you know, I tried that. I remember, you know, because I'm kind of a good girl. You know what I mean? I'm kind of whatever that means. But, you know, I actually have always considered the act of sex to be the act of making love. It is, you know, I don't take it as a flimsy exchange. It's probably the most, it's the most profound spiritual experience that I can share with another on a very eye-to-eye, chakra-to-chakra level. And so, anyway, so I remember, you know, when, you know, I think there were sayings, the best way to get over somebody is to get under somebody. I remember hearing that at a party, you know. And I'm like, really? You know, a little innocent. I was like, all right, man, you know, I don't know. You know, and I just had a breakup or whatever. And this is, you know, going back. And I remember, I remember making a conscious decision. I'm going to try a one night stand. This is my mission. I'm going to go for it. Right. And I'm digressing, but long story short, it was literally the most pointless. I mean, I went there and it was kind of way too, there's absolutely no conquest in it. There's no satisfaction. It was, you know, it was probably one of the most disconnected frequencies anybody could ever embrace. But I needed to find out what it was like. I just needed to. It's the same reason why I, you know, partied and it's so hard in the 90s. I needed to find out what it was like to live in a shadow experience. You know, it's like, oh, wow, why are people tripping this way? So, yeah, so I find it really fascinating, you know, when I encounter people who are just hooking up, you know. I don't get it. I'm like, where's the satisfaction? You know, unless it's deeply connected, it just, it's pointless. It's pointless to me. Anyhow, I think I'm going to keep talking. I was going to play another song, but there's so much info and I just want to get it out there. Let me just double check. Hold on. Yeah. Let's go ahead and move forward here. So, all right. So there's these imbalances, right? But there's a whole nother realm of sexuality to talk about, which is also masturbation and pornography. And pertaining to that, right? Going back to the concept that everything is energy, okay? It never dissipates. Think of it as a constant electrical charge that keeps traveling, okay? And we have all these different frequency charges that are out there. You know, when we decide to leave the physical realm and become our, you know, basically when we pass on, we really don't die. You know, we transcend into another energy form and keep, you know, that party kind of going. Same concept with sex. When we watch pornography, we are sending out energy to an image, okay? Sending it out to an image when there's no actual person there to receive it, to embrace it, to share in the experience with you. That energy is sent out and has absolutely no place to land, right? So think about it. You're, you know, having a moment with yourself, right? And you're watching, like, I don't know, whatever, you know, insert some porno. And there you are, you know, having your moment, and you get there. What happens to that energy, man? It's just, it's like, you know, it's like a cannon. It just goes out there. Where's there? Once it leaves, it gets twisted because it's not being received. It's not being exchanged. And so when it gets twisted, you know, and it's circulating, it goes to the most receptive energy it could find, right? And what is that? It's women and children. That's the most receptive energy that we have. Remember, the energy centers for a female are 16 more times, you know, that's a whole different episode. But basically, we, you know, we just are energy receivers. And so are children, you know, they're completely like, what? You know, open. When it lands, this is, you know, how sex crimes come to be. It's a concept, man. You know, I'm throwing it out there. And this is what is hip to the spiritual realm that I'm, you know, understanding and embracing. The more and more aware you become, the more and more aware you become of the treatment of energy and how important it is to live consciously. So it's very vital that we, in essence, live consciously and respect sexual energy so that way we can transform it as intended. Anyway, so that was a heavy, heavy moment, right? So, all right, let's talk about this then, all right? So what if you are single and you're totally attracted to somebody, right? Well, what happens is you're able to transform energy by running energy. Spiritual paths consider the lower three chakras to be lower in terms of value and morality. The lower chakras represent a vital aspect of human life and physical functioning. They resonate at a slower frequency. Okay, so think about it. You know, they're just more dense energy, as opposed to the higher, you know, chakras, which vibrate at a much more brilliant and fast frequency. They use the possibility of focusing on the self, defining needs, expressing desires, and taking action. That's the lower chakras. The lower frequencies create our instincts, emotions, and feelings, right? So when we're turned on and we're looking at somebody, you know, we feel our second chakra. We do. We also feel our heart, you know, if we allow it, right? But a lot of people do not function on automatically on their, or, you know, or are not living conscious lives. They're not transforming the energy and allowing their hearts to feel, allowing their intuition to guide, allowing the divine to come through and navigate as purely as possible. So in essence, to run energy, we have to acknowledge when we're feeling those lower frequencies, you know, those lower chakras, denser frequencies. And the goal for the lower chakras is to claim our individuality, define our identity, and to know ourself, right? So we want to activate, expand, and free our lower chakras so that we can achieve this. So really, it's about taking that energy up, all right? The upper chakras serve in this process. In the upper chakras, we're able to know ourselves on a larger context and act within a far bigger picture than our personal lives. From the heart chakra up, we pass beyond our individuality and go into into the universe. In the upper chakras, we experience our connection with our higher selves. We pull energy. This is how we do it, okay? And this is how I do it. Now, when I say we, I'm talking about Kundalini Masters, the ones that I'm, you know, kicking it with. We pull energy through breathing techniques. So, all right, you're at a cocktail party. You see that amazingly hot person. You're turned on. You know, you exchange numbers, you're starting to talk, you know, doing whatever it is, right? So let's just fast forward, but there's sexual energy that's there. You can, you know, reside there and self-please and stuff like that, you know, or you can like hook up with someone to just deal with it. Or you could be a conscious person and transform it, you know, as you're courting that person, as you're getting to know them. And you do so through breathing techniques to create pathways to the heart. Okay. So in essence, right? All right. It's like, okay, you feel your second chakra. All you want to do is hook up with that person. You just want to be around them. You're like flying the whole thing. But you realize that you don't have that total connection with them yet. It's really about honoring your heart, right? And allowing your heart to do the radiating for you as opposed to the second chakra. So when you are in that second chakra state, in essence, what you do is simply close your eyes and start to breathe that energy up into your heart chakra. Okay. And what happens, and it's so yummy, what happens is then you're able to go ahead and take that extreme attraction and transform it into a much more love vibe, right? In essence, you are working, you're allowing your heart to navigate. Now remember, the higher chakras come to the heart, and it's our responsibility, otherwise we remain in an animalistic kind of nature, to pull the lower chakras to the heart so that everything radiates with this positive higher frequency. Right. Okay. So it really, by doing so, you know, we bring everything into harmony and balance, and we liberate ourselves from our own bondage, our own limitations. Right? Yeah. Living consciously, everyone. That's why I keep, in every episode, highlighting, it's about doing the work, you know? This is the year of seven. Seven is the stairway. The original seven had multiple lines on it, and it was a stairway. It's a stairway to, as we ascend to the divine. But in order to do that, we have to climb each step. It is work. It is worship. We are worshiping the process. This is part of that process. A lot of people, it's said that 60 to 80%, somewhere in there. I know it's a really big figure. I don't know. It's getting a little fuzzy because I'm like just in shock. But in essence, what happens is a lot of people are living unconsciously. So, and it just is, man. Part of the shift into the Aquarian age is to work with becoming aware of just how incredibly brilliant you are and what these systems are, what are the tools of the divine that you can work with, you know, and this includes your chakras, crystals, turning to cards to understand, illuminating energy, things of that nature, turning to meditation, really understanding how to run energy. And that's what Kundalini Yoga is all about. You know, through certain positions, we are restructuring, repatterning, and reprogramming ourselves. We're getting rid of ancestry, you know, DNA imprinting, you know, belief systems, contracts, if you will, agreements. And we're claiming our authentic selves so that we can live a completely evolved life. Mastery. I want to talk about one more thing, and it's kind of yummy. The seduction of a female. In Kundalini Yoga, there is a science to even that as well. There are 9 areas to massage and stimulate in a particular order, but not as a turn. You know, it's basically you keep returning to certain places as you do this. Oh my gosh, I'm actually going here. I'm actually sharing this information. It's pretty hot. All right, the art of pleasing a woman. All right, so it's all about the seducing a woman, you know, correctly, if you will. And it's because you're working with energy and the whole thing. So basically, oh my gosh, I'm a little shy right now. This is so funny. All right, so you start with the breasts and you go from the outside inward. Then you go to the neck, working upwards, massaging, remember, massaging. Then the lips, then the cheeks, the ears, the spine, the thighs, inside and out, the calves, and then the clitoris and vagina. So why do I share that? Well, A, it's time to wake up. You know? And B, it really allows for you to communicate with a female. You know, it really allows for you to keep her entangled. And I don't mean that in a negative sense. I mean really involved in your exchange. After intercourse, you know, you don't roll over and just fall asleep. Massage each other, talk to one another, and keep that exchange, that bond, that connection going until someone does fall asleep. So in other words, pat it out, man, you know, have that moment. I mean, really celebrate the connection. The reason for this is because the magnetic fields must intermix. If that does not occur, what happens is great tension, fatigue to our nervous system starts to happen, and which in essence shortens and stunts our life. Now, the concepts that I'm sharing right now are super quick. They're just paragraphs that I'm sharing with you to help get you started. In other words, educate thyself, child. We are masters. The route to mastery is to hear the information and then take the information further and find out. So if you are interested in learning more about that, contact me at chrissystereo.com, and I could refer to you several books, meditations, and additional information regarding just what I'm talking about. Wow, this hour flew by. I wanted to play more music. I wanted to play, like, you know, I touch myself, you know, by the divinals, and, you know, justify my love and sexual healing and all this kind of stuff, and Work It by Missy Elliott and stuff. But really, an hour is an hour. So what I want to do to close out is, of course, look at the energy that's coming for us. Now, let me just go ahead and finish this off. The reason I am sharing this particular information is because we are spiritual beings having a human experience. And in order for us to go ahead and live consciously and with a full awareness of understanding what types of energies we are choosing to you know, intermix with, we have to be aware of how we are imprinted, you know? Now, no one is saying be celibate, all right? No one is saying that. In fact, Yogi Bhajan highlights, we're not here to be celibate. We're not. But we are here to be conscious, right? We are here to self-realize, and to claim our authentic selves. So when, you know, in a situation of where you're single, you know, If you're attracted to somebody and they're attracted to you, I'm pretty sure that, you know, both second chakras are flaring off. And no one's saying, you know, oh, you know, masturbation is wrong. No. But when it is an object that's like, you know, when it's happening in, you know, between, you know, say two people of interest, you know, and it's not really going anywhere, then that energy starts to just die. That, you know, that fantasy road, if you will, of wanting to be with them. You know, and of course with pornography, we're just shooting off, you know, energy everywhere wildly, you know, and we have to be very conscious of what we're doing out there. And then when we are, you know, in, committed relationships, it's really about, you know, and we're intimately and sexually involved with them. It's really about clearing the energy, right? So you're responsible for you, not the other person, okay? So the way you clear energy is through meditation, breathing, you know, and really running energy and doing very specific types of meditation. Again, I invite you to contact me in a... can help you understand, you know, what the options are. Or I invite you to like just start to explore Kundalini yoga, you know, and see what you find out, you know, and ask yourself, are you a person that's stuck at a certain chakra, right? And you know, are you, you know, remember the imbalances I went through? Hit rewind on this video or on this podcast to hear about it. Anyway, so we are about to greet Mercury going retrograde, the planet of communication, tomorrow. And so what that means is that we have the opportunity, and a lot of people freak out over Mercury, like, oh my God, my computer's going to freak out, and oh, communication's going to go to hell, and da-da-da-da-da. And that is very possible to the unconscious soul, right? But if you're conscious, you will be aware that you can, this is your opportunity to review, revisit, you know, yourself. How are you doing in the world? How are you intending in the world? You know, are you focused on yourself or are you focused on another? Trying to fix someone. All right. So what is an energy that we can anticipate for the coming week, right? So Mercury retrograde is going to be, you know, in our party for a little while here. I think it's like 3 weeks or something. And, you know, it kicks in and it's really going to be focusing on a certain relationship issues. And you might have noticed the last 3 weeks have been very, 3 months have been kind of foggy, right? And we've been like, we were squeezed and the whole thing, but now there's sort of like this fog of like, wait, I really want certain things to happen, but they're not really happening this way. Well, wait, now I'm being led. Okay, wait, all right. It's all kind of like, whoa, you know? This is such a gift that's coming with Mercury retrograde because it's going to allow us to, in essence, start to clear the fog, we're going to be reviewing things. So what is an energy that we can anticipate with that in mind? We have the Chariot, everyone. And there's the card. All right, and with the Chariot, we have, there is a willingness to surrender. Surrender. Go along with things, confronting fear. There's an illusion of control, right? Because you think the guy is actually the one in control. If you look at the card, right? You think he's in control, but really, he's sitting in a surrendering pose as the Chariot is propelling forward. So there's the illusion of control, but really, you're not. So it's really highlighting that we must trust things. There is going to be some emotional stuff if, you know, for those of us out there, those of you, because I don't know how to word it, but basically, if anyone is holding on to stuff and really kind of like, you know, a little stubborn, there's going to be a lot of tears for fears, yeah, that are be happening. And so, trusting things, excuse me, that's what's highlighted for this coming week. So what's an additional energy that we could turn to as we surrender? Well, I don't know. Let's see. Let me just grab it. Ah, yes. The Four of Wands. Confidence in yourself. Loving yourself. There's still passion there, right? In doing what you want. But because we're going through Mercury retrograde and the whole thing, it's about really taking a moment to truly love yourself. And surrendering. So that's the magical moment coming to us. Thank you so much for tuning in to yet another cosmically enlightened evening on the Master's Playground with Chrissy Stereo. I love you all so, so much. I'm going to close out with the Sunshine Song and a Sat Nam. And before I do, there's one more thing I want to mention. Next week, I will be in Alaska. I arrive Thursday. And so next week's episode, I'm still debating whether or not I'll run a rerun or have a unique show. I'll probably know by, I don't know, this weekend. So look for, you know, postings on ChrissyStereo.com. And while I'm in Alaska, I'm going to be performing. And then also I have a booth dedicated to tarot card readings. And I'm bringing a variety of healing components up there that you don't want to miss out on. So that's at Alaska Pride in Anchorage, Alaska. And I can't wait because I grew up there. Now I'm going home. All right. May the longtime sun shine upon you. All love surround you. And the pure light within you guide your way on. Sat Nam. Blessings, love. Bye. I love you.
Love each other, each other, each other, each other, each other, each other, each other. We are one,
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 we are
one.
We are
we are
the divine,
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 the divine.
Blessings,
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 blessings.
The Master's Playground.